Oh, God has been incredibly faithful to us, Mel. I've got so many miracle stories to tell you that have happened on the mission field. And I think it's going to be another whole podcast one day. But he has been amazing. He's even provided our family with 5 acres and a small, humble home. It's a lot of love.
That's incredible. Just really quickly tell us how that came about.
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start? Just hug everyone. This one day I met this couple who were returning to America, and they had hearts for our island, and 14 years earlier they'd actually bought a home, and they initially thought they were going to sell that, and God really pressed on their hearts that no, you're to bless somebody. And so through a series of events, we met this couple, and the day I hugged her on our first meeting, there were other missionaries there. She really sensed that we were the couple that God was asking them to bless. So we did put a small deposit down, but it is a miraculous story. We've got no loans, and we're just able to pay them back monthly $500 a week.
That's incredible. That incredible. Is less than most people on the subject goes to paying for rent.
Incredible. Mm. And the beautiful thing is we are surrounded by villages, and so that's my mission field, obviously. Okay. And the medical clinic, my husband oversees a medical clinic. Yeah. Mel sees up to 200 patients a week.
So, but neither of you are medical.
No.
So how crazy is that? About?
Yeah. So once again, it was a God meeting on the island. So it's Medical Santo, and it's actually a beautiful couple began it, and they're Sunshine Coast based, and it's been running almost 10 years. So my husband actually oversees it all. So he does all the operations of it. He's not the doctor or the nurse, but we have 10 Nevan staff, which is our local people. Okay. And then we also invite all volunteers who are medically trained from all over the world to come and volunteer their time, which is just fantastic. So it's a beautiful ministry. It is a Christian ministry and not for profit. So we're not paid anything, but God's our supplier, and just shows up through various ways. So,
and is that your main ministry?
That's Lucien's main ministry. Yeah. And then my main ministry is I have a heart for women's ministry, as we've chatted about. And through that, I lead women's Bible studies. I visit the hospital. And then I also train up the mamas to run a Sunday school program and youth development as well, a little rugby club, because Isaac and Noah are rugby mad. So I've established that and have approximately 25 boys who come to that, and that's growing.
That's a lot. That's
I know. So when we get back, oh, by the way, this is our first visit back, Mel.
Back to Australia in 3.5 years. Wow.
Yeah, so that's been an eye-opener. Yeah. But, yeah, my heart is just to do a lot more. So I often go into the boarding schools. I've developed a school sponsorship program where we have 15 young girls, and there's a few boys amongst that who are even in greater need than the normal, that we are able to facilitate being able to go to school.
That's incredible.
Various Australians have partnered with us to see children sponsored.
Wow. That's amazing. So not only are you guys believing in faith for God to provide for you financially, but also believing faith for him to provide for all of these ministries financially to you and the volunteers from overseas.
Yes. So that's incredible. You're a listener and you're medically trained, either a registered nurse or doctor or paramedic, we would love to hear from you. You can volunteer from anywhere from, I would suggest, a month is a good minimum, to however long. We provide great, safe, secure accommodation, Western style upstairs. So, yeah.
Sounds great. I'm not medically trained.
No, me either. I can do Band-Aids.
Band-Aids, yeah. Maybe if I'm not looking at the blood, I can do Band-Aids. Okay, so you've just told me that you have a pineapple leprosy story. And I can't let you leave without telling me it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure we've got over time now. Okay, so as I mentioned, we live, we're surrounding villages all around us, which I absolutely love. So I love spending any spare time there. if the villagers need anything, they come to the fence and they typically call out Noah's name. So Noah's my second born. I still to this day do not understand why they call out Noah, but they call out Noah. So every time they call out Noah's name, I'm like, okay, Noah, go find out what they want. So Noah this one day goes to the fence and he finds out what they want. And it's this young man called Moses, and he's waiting by the fence. And I said to Noah as he returns, Noah, what does he want? And Noah said, he wants a pineapple, mummy. I'm like, Noah, I'm sure he doesn't want a pineapple. I'm sure they've got hundreds of pineapples growing there in the village. Go back and check what Moses needs. So he goes back. He comes back, mummy, he needs a pineapple. I said, no, Noah, let me go and check. So I toddle back off to the fence. I'm like, Moses, we all speak the language, by the way.
Really? Yes. How long did that take?
For me, a little bit longer. Yeah. Over a year, let's say.
But
God's grace.
Such an impressive achievement for you guys.
Yeah, God's grace is really on us.
Yeah.
So anyway, I said, Moses, what is it you need in language, obviously?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Panadol. Uh-huh. And he's like, yes, Panadol, pineapple. But obviously you've got to realize that there's, you know, Noah's also listening in Bishlama and a different accent.
Yeah.
So I said to him, what's the problem? And he said to me, woman blong me. So that means my woman, my wife. And he went on to explain that she wasn't well. And I said, what is the problem? And he said to me, she has big sores and is very sick. And so I said, okay, let me go and get the Panadol and some other things, and I'll come around to the village and I'll check on her in a moment. Now, a little side story, I do always like to go and check where I have the opportunity, because there's 85% of women on the island and throughout Vanuatu are actually sadly in domestic violence relationships.
Right. Yeah.
So
that's a huge percentage. Oh, 83%.
Massive. It's massive. So a lot of our women that we often see in the clinic are also subject to sadly, those types of situations, which God's really given me and birthing more and more in me to see breakthrough in that area. Anyway, so I walked next door. I had my little first aid kit, my Panadol, and I get there and I see this makeshift tarpaulin, so like a tarp with four sticks, and she's lying out in the heat, and all the little kids are around. And I instantly knew she was not in a good way. She was high fevers, and she's groaning with this incredible stomach pain. And she had so they don't have bandages as such. So she had old rags or old t-shirts, imagine, wrapped around her legs. And there's at least five of these on both legs. And I said to Moses, Moses, can I look? I said, what's going on here? And he said, they're sores. So I carefully took the bandages off, and there, Mel, was, imagine a drinking glass, the circumference of the drinking glass, that circumference of the sores, and they were like craters, at least probably 3 or 4 centimeters deep, if not bigger. And I was just like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was groaning and responding, but barely.
Mm-hmm.
And I rang Lucien at the clinic. I said, babe, you need to come. You need to come straight away. I said, I'm really concerned. I won't say, just for confidentiality, for Moses' wife. I said, can you come straight away? So he brought our ute, and we put her on the back seat, and Moses accompanied Lucien back to the clinic. I had to stay with my children.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. I homeschool. Anyway, at the time we had an amazing doctor, and I just thank God for him. And he took one look at her, took one look at the sores, and he said, this is leprosy. He said, Lucien, this is leprosy. So cut a long story short, we were able to get her connected with the leprosy foundation, and we were able, Liz and I, to assist with 12 months of the medication that she needed to be on. And within those 12 months, she was able to open her fingers for the first time. Little did I know this, we actually hadn't lived in that house long when this situation arose. And so her fingers were crippled. They were all curled over and crippled. So the other women had to cook and clean for her and take care of her children, and she could barely walk. And so from us being able to assist with the funding and connecting her with the Leprosy Foundation, we were able to see breakthrough with this young mum. And so now, a couple of years on, she has full use of her fingers, is able to walk. I'll try and send you a photo now.
Yeah,
it's just a phenomenal story.
That's incredible.
And she's gone on to have another little boy called Joshua.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so God just, that's my pineapple story.
Yeah, your pineapple leprosy story.
So, yeah, that's a beautiful miracle. And that's just been one of the many miracles of healing that we've seen. And yeah, God's great. So Mel, another miracle story is about a beautiful young girl called Shannon, and I love her dearly. She's actually become my Nevan sister. Her family's actually adopted us into their family.
Aww,
and she's
beautiful.
The most precious girl and loves Jesus so much. Mm-hmm. So I met Shannon when she was 14, and I saw her hobbling, so to speak, to our property. And I thought, what's going on there? I could tell she wasn't walking balanced, and she was wearing a long skirt. That's quite cultural. And so I actually got to know Shannon over the next few months and learnt that she was actually born with only one leg and a stump. And anyway, God really just pressed on my heart just to come alongside her and encourage her. And I would say when I first met her that her self-esteem was quite low. And this one particular day she came to visit me, and as a lot of the different village kids do, and we're making pancakes, and I try to give them different experiences because they actually, Vanuatu for the larger part, is still quite primitive. They still cook on the rocks outside. And
oh my goodness, I didn't even imagine that.
Yeah. So most of my friends don't have flushing toilets. They still use the pit loos. Life is really basic. They don't have washing machines. They're still washing by hand mail. So
oh my goodness,
take me back.
I can't even imagine doing that.
Sometimes I pinch myself and I'm like, Lord, wow. But that is how a majority of my friends
is. That how you're living?
There. I have a washing machine, Mel, and I live in a basic concrete home that God's blessed us with.
Is that a flushing toilet?
It has a flushing toilet, Mel.
That's all you need, a washing machine and a flushing toilet.
So as humble as my house is and it needs a lot of work, which I trust the Lord with, my beautiful friends come into my home and say, wow, Jay, it's one nice big home. And
our perspective.
That's what I'm learning, perspective. Mm-hmm. So I'm always very mindful of my speech about giving thanks and remembering the miracle also, because our house is a miracle story.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to beautiful Shannon. She sat down next to me and we're just having some afternoon tea together, and then she just began to cry. And I was like, what's the matter, Shannon? And this cry turned into a sob, and I couldn't get anything out of her. And I'm thinking, oh, no, what's happened? Mm. Because sometimes horrible things happen, right?
Yeah.
And so, to be honest, my mind went to the worst place possible. Yeah. And then we went through, I'm sure, almost a box of tissues that day. But she just broke down in tears and said, Jay, hey, the first time you saw me, you called out, hey, beautiful, in language. And those words impacted her so much. And she went on to share that she'd struggled always with the self-esteem and that she never thought she was beautiful. And beauty is very different there anyway. And that, she just never felt seen. She's the youngest of seven children. And a lot of other stuff came up. And that gave me an opportunity to really walk alongside her and encourage her. Anyway, cut a long story short, Shannon is now singing at church, lead singing, and just using her beautiful gifts. And it's just been a real joy to come alongside her and just see her blossom and tell her who she is in Jesus. And despite being born without a large majority of one leg, that, you know, God, she's purposed. And
yeah.
Anyway, so our biggest ministry hope on this trip was actually believing God to provide Shannon with a leg.
A prosthetic leg.
Yes. Yeah, so she already has a prosthetic leg, mm-hmm. Mel, but yeah. She's outgrown that. She was given that when she was a young girl, like small girl, which is actually a miracle that she received one, to be honest. Mm. And so our biggest hope was for God to connect us with someone in prosthetics to be able to get Shannon a new leg.
Yeah.
And we knew that that wasn't possible by our own doing, because a leg can be anywhere from 20 grand to 80 grand, right?
Right.
That's a lot of fundraising.
That's a lot. Yes.
Anyway, we went to visit our former church in North Brisbane, and they actually said to us, they did like an interview panel type preach, and we shared lots of testimonies and things. And then at the very last question, they said, what is your number one hope for your ministry or on this trip? And we said, we are really believing for a new prosthetic leg for a young girl called Shannon. We popped a photo up on the screen. Anyway, Mel, oh, I was so teary at the end of the service. This man, he'd probably be early 60s. He came down. He has a prosthetic leg himself. And he said, Lucy and Jay, I wasn't going to come today. So he is a really strong Christian. I wasn't going to come today, but Holy Spirit said I needed to be here. So I came. He said, I'm not feeling 100%, to be honest, but I knew I had to be here. Anyway, he began to explain the reason for his prosthetic leg. He'd had a motorbike accident 20 years earlier, and he wanted to help others. So he went into prosthetics and just helping with those, and was working for a company on the Gold Coast. He said, leave it with me. We're going to make this new leg happen for Shannon.
Oh, wow.
So how cool's that?
Yeah.
Anyway, in the week, he phoned Lucy to say that the Gold Coast office had approved it, but it now needed to go to board level.
Mm-hmm.
And it went to board level in Sydney. And they phoned us to find out a bit more information,
yeah.
and all of those details about Shannon and her environment.
Mm-hmm.
And they approved a new leg for Shannon.
That's incredible. I talk about divine appointments and being at the right place at the right time, and how the Holy Spirit just like what we were saying earlier about us just happening to meet.
Yes.
In that unlikely situation. Yes. And then you just happen to be sharing this need, and look who was in.
Definitely.
In the congregation. Cool.
He's so able. And
out of all the churches too, for him to be at, it would be that one.
Definitely. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
So then while we were having some morning tea out in the cafe area, this girl who I know of but not super close or anything, she came up to me. She said, Jay, God nailed me during the service when you were talking about Shannon. He said, well, what are you going to do about it? And she has a affluent business, and God put on her heart to pay for Shannon's airfares, my airfares. She questioned, well, you're going to have to come with her, aren't
goodness.
You?
Yeah.
They're happy to pay for her passport.
Wow.
And our accommodation to bring her back.
That's
so
incredible. All of it is sorted. Like, what? Answer to prayer. That is a miracle.
I'm going to try and see if we can rally together some extras to get her some new clothes, mm-hmm. or some treats while we're on the Gold Coast. So anyway, I just had to share.
That's
so
incredible.
And do you know what? We're yet to tell Shannon this.
Oh, man. You should film it.
I will. Film it. I'll be a bawling mess.
And then put it on the Facebook page.
Her mum will be a bawling mess. So.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So could you keep us updated on I'm assuming you will keep us updated
Most
on
definitely.
Your Facebook page. Could you tell our listeners what your Facebook page is called if they are interested in being
Most involved? Definitely. Most definitely. So our Facebook page, you would need to friend me, Jaylen Tabakaru. Jaylyn.
I'll put it in the show notes.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I can invite you then to our private ministry page, Team Tabakaru in Vanuatu. But I'm sure Mel can provide those details as well.
Put that on the show notes. Yeah.